Today's reading begins in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 12. Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 12. I, the preacher, have been king over Israel and Jerusalem, and I applied my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and a striving after wind. What is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking cannot be counted. I said in my heart, I have acquired great wisdom, surpassing all who were over Jerusalem before me, and my heart has had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I applied my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is a striving after wind. For in much wisdom is much vexation, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure. Enjoy yourself. But behold, this also was vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of pleasure, what use is it? I searched with my heart how to cheer my body with wine, my heart still guiding me with wisdom, and how to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was good for the children of man to do under heaven during the few days of their life. I made great works. I built houses and planted vineyards for myself. I made myself gardens and parks and planted in them all kinds of fruit trees. I made myself pools from which to watch the forest of growing trees. I bought male and female slaves and had slaves who were born in my house. I had also great possessions of herds and flocks, more than any who had been before me in Jerusalem. I also gathered for myself silver and gold and the treasure of kings and provinces. I got singers, both men and women, and many concubines, the delight of the sons of man. So I became great and surpassed all who were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me, and whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I kept my heart from no pleasure, for my heart found pleasure in all my toil, and this was my reward for all my toil. Then I considered all that my hands had done, and the toil I had expended in doing it, and behold, all was vanity and a striving after wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun. So I turned to consider wisdom and madness and folly. For what can the man do who comes after the king? Only what has already been done. Then I saw that there is more gain in wisdom than in folly, as there is more gain in light than in darkness. The wise person has his eyes in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. And yet I perceived that the same event happens to all of them. Then I said in my heart, what happens to the fool will happen to me also. Why then have I been so very wise? And I said in my heart that this also is vanity. For of the wise as of the fool there is no enduring remembrance, seeing that in the days to come all will have been long forgotten. How the wise dies just like the fool. So I hated life, because what is done under the sun was grievous to me, for all is vanity and a striving after wind. In our last reading, we had seen the opening discourse of the book of Ecclesiastes, talking about the futility and the brevity of life. Searching for understanding explains that he applied himself to understand every aspect of life on earth, and made a conclusion in verse 13 and 14 that we read today. It is an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. I've seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after the wind. It almost seems depressing to read those words and think that life could be futile in this way. But by the time we reach the end of the book of Ecclesiastes, we will see that there is something that is not vanity, that it is not striving after the wind, and it will be the ultimate conclusion that man needs to take home with him. He talks about his search for some sort of meaning or even satisfaction in life, and it didn't come from people, and it didn't come from things, and it didn't come from wealth, and it didn't come from activities. He expresses his frustration with this in terms of a grief or a vexation. In chapter 2, he begins to describe this in more detail, He describes these three areas of life that he considers pleasure and wealth, wisdom, and work. And he concludes that all of these still are vanity. In other words, what is it, does it accomplish? Is it lasting? Is it something that we will be remembered for? And he keeps coming back to this phrase that we're familiar with in the book of Ecclesiastes, that all is vanity. Verse 12, he even considers wisdom and madness and folly. He says we can't do anything new. It's already been done. And he says they all die alike. They all die, the wise and the fool alike. And so he concludes this section that we read today with all is vanity and a striving after wind. Don't allow this to depress you, but to give you hope that Solomon himself, the most wise man that was ever on the earth, struggled with the meaning of life. And you and I still struggle with those things at times. But he found what man's true calling was, and you can as well. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.